I sana nasıl? I sana nasıl ümmetim?
Zahit.
Siete già qui, come vi siete da lì, a mo. Per cosa non voglio dire? And all the ladies had, and folks whose name had been said in the yard, and they willingly removed their jewelry underneath, and both hid up, and they came first. Now, not she, I should intervine. And those men who also had a view in mind, they came along with them. Kitam, I'm not sure that's the meaning of along with them, not sure. They were the first. They were the head of the game, they were the first, and they were the ones who mainly had the items of jewelry. Well, not sure. Mithlu Lahad and the men who ever had also came. That's a posh of chat. Let's look at a more than halakhic type of chat. It's what it says in Baba Kamen, that's the true text. Gavod Stokum coming there. You have a town with a kubbish of Stokum, and there's a government Stokum who's going around collecting Stokum from all the people in the town. They knocked on the door, and the lady of the house answers the door, and the husband is not in. So the Gemara says, the boy stocker with covering the hen does not work. The guy stocker is permitted to receive from the lady of the house a double mort, a small amount, as a low double maruba, but not a large donation. We'll decide at the moment what is small and what is large. But only a small donation and not a large donation. And what's the reason for that? Because the reason is that the property of the house belongs, as we know in halacha, to the husband. So what gives the lady rishut to start giving out her husband's property if he's not around and without his permission? So the Gemara says that a double mut, a small amount, we're entitled to presume that the husband isn't makpid and he's happy to give a small amount of stock. But a larger amount, that is not in order, it's like a shash of neighbor, and the government stock is not allowed to accept it from him. So having said that, the Horo and many, many, many other portion of him use this idea to explain our topic. But the Anoshim and Noshim referred to over here, as one might understand it oneself, is husband and wife. Im has said the Torah, Im Hanoshim Hamid Nabois, along with the ladies who donated their jewelry, Bo Hanoshim Shalai, along with them came the husband, Lahafkin bin Adolah, to give their permission and agreement to donate. Kadei Shi Kablu Agaboy Mehem, in order that those collecting the money for the Mishkan, those receiving it, would be permitted to accept it. She'ein Mekablim bin Hanoshim Ela Dovomot. Because one's only permitted to accept from ladies, as we said, like the Gemara says, a double mort, a small amount. If they're going to give a larger donation, what gives us the right to accept it? We have to have the agreement of the husband. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. The ladies came, the men came along with the ladies, that is to give their approval and agreement of the donation.
Even if
what?
Even if
someone
gives a gift to a wife, and she decides she cannot decide to give it to someone else without his permission.
What
if she does?
You
require
to
refuse it?
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Even if the lady comes and offers it, the government stock is not allowed to accept it. Wow. Right, you can only accept stock from ladies that are a small amount. Something that's understood that the Baal is not going to be back with. But now, what's the small amount and what is the large amount? So let's look at these halachas a little closer. What is small and what is large? So the Gemara continues over there. Exactly, so it's relative, as you rightly say, it's relative to a person's wealth. Well, for one person is a Dova Maruba, for another person is a Dova Mut. So it's hard to give a hard and fast rule over here, it's a bit dependent. And the Gemara says this openly actually. Ravina, the next bit of Gemara, after the Sforno, Ravina Ikla Levei Makutam. Ravina, who was a Gabbai stopper, he arrived in the area called Mechuzah. Often Moshi to be Mechuzah, and the ladies of Mechuzah came and they narrated. Rabu Kameh, they placed in front of him Kavli Vishiri, types of jewelry, necklaces, golden necklaces, and bracelets. Come and deny me the rabbinical.
Omni rabbitus fall the rabbinah. The rabbitus fall.
Ask the question to rabbinah. So now you take it.
Well, Tanya, it says in the Brisa we just learned. Gabai Stokum, the Kablin Mehen, double word. Avaloi double murub. A Gabai Stokum can accept from a lady a double word, but not a double murub. And he presumes that these bracelets and necklaces that they gain are considered double murub. They were surely something of value. Amalei, so he answered exactly what we said now. Hani, the B'nai Machoida, these, the residents of Machoida were wealthy. It's mentioned in another place in the Gemara. This area, these people, it was a wealthy area, and the people there were wealthy. Hani, the B'nai Machoida, Dabam Mu'at. So these people, these things, these items are Dabam Mu'at. So as we said, it's relative to the people's wealth. And for these people, this was considered Dabam Mu'at, and that's why he was permitted to take it.
So, just to be clear,
yeah.
So we're saying that, halakhically, a wife owns nothing. Even if
it's
like jewelry.
There might be one or two exceptions.
If she inherited jewelry from her parents.
I don't think it makes nothing.
Even in
Yerusha,
it would be nothing.
I think so.
If some of the stuff you brought into the marriage, then that doesn't remain there.
Yeah, that too, the Baal has a certain shibud.
Yeah.
So she's still entitled to give it away. It's hers in the sense that when the marriage ends, for whatever reason, it goes back to her. Okay, I'm not going to get involved now in all the details of these things. But let's look now at some exceptions. Some cases where a woman would be allowed to give more than just a double mut. So there's a number of cases. One particular case, the source of this is in the Yom Tovim of the Talmud, it's mentioned by the Poskim. Ravam Kota, the Ravam writes, one of the Rishonim, Shoa Idna Noshim Atu Troxim Shoa Baalei. Nowadays, and we're going to see soon, because it depends, it isn't always this way, it depends. But there are some ladies who the Baal allowed them to run all the financial money that they have, to spend as they wish, to get out as they wish, but even as they wish, the Baal leaves it up to them. You
or
friends.
Or else.
Depends what their relationship is. So if it's such a situation where it's clear that the Baal leaves all the expenditures of the house up to her, you take care of the property, you take care of the finances, I'm going to sit and run in total, you deal with it. So then, Shoaidna Noshim Aku Troxim Shel Baale. I didn't say 100% accurate, even where the husband isn't. Not the king code. The husband is making the paranoia. He brings in the money, but he says, I'm not interested in overseeing how he spends it. I bring in the money, he goes to work, brings paranoia, but I'm not interested in overseeing how it's spent. You oversee how he spends it. So if he appoints her to oversee how the expenses of the household are run, then look him the end told though. Then one can take anything from them, but him they come in and stock up a few of them or river. And before Lokan here he says, Dafka has told the Fiha Baal Horish, and one has to see individual circumstances up close. Then if Omin Iker is Tabutum or Tabayim, then after Tropos al Dobam or river. Sometimes, despite the fact that the Baal gives her permission to spend as she wishes, it means you can spend as you wish. Regarding the Tzorkei Abayis, food expenses, so expensive, whatever you want, you don't have to consult me on every expense, whatever you need to spend. It doesn't necessarily mean that he gives a reshut to spend on other things that are over and above the Tzorkei Abayis. So, this is a situation where there would be a hetter, but it has to be clear that the situation parameters are met, and that she has permission to spend entirely freely as she wishes. Another scenario, let's look at the Orach HaShulchan. The Da'at. Says the Orach HaShulchan, the Yesh Mish and Toiver, there is an opinion who holds. The Isha, Keshia Sukha Ben Mitzchor, Le'aminim Bazeh Mashik Komsa Isha Kolabai. What about a woman, this is more common now, there is a woman who herself brings in a significant Parnasa, or even she is the Iker Parnasa Tabai. So there are opinions who hold that in this situation we do not say Mashe Kona Isha Kona Baino. The concept Mashe Kona Isha Kona Baino everything the woman has belongs to the Baal, is, according to some opinion, is on the in the background that the Baal is providing her with pandos, and she's not bringing in pandos. And then Rashi comes in Shekhar Abaya. But if the woman brings in her own pandos, then there are opinions to say that we don't say so. Not Muska, there is such an opinion.
Even more, I mean, if she makes an
agreement
with her husband, look, I don't want to sell my right.
So that's a little bit. What actually makes an open agreement? Yeah. That she doesn't need Mazinus, and I'm going to keep my mind to the other eye. Yeah. Yeah, that would obviously be an exception. If she has her own, she clearly has her own income. But even this, where there was no, this is coming, the rabbis. Even where there was no clear such agreement, just, that is what's happening. She is bringing in her own panos. So there are opinions to hold within that situation. We don't say that shekholei shekholei b'ayin. But the piece there may isha kazu the vaday rashoy likat stock. In this, from such a woman, one can certainly take stock. But after the career loved in there, although this thing isn't entirely accepted, we call looking the Indian stocker actually listening al deyazu. Or for sure, rules that regarding soccer, one can rule on it, one can rely on his opinion. So, it's actually kind of a thing.
It would be for any amount.
Yeah, so then it would be for any amount.
Well, up to what she's
presumably only what she,
yeah,
what she brings in, that which we can say that we don't apply to it, to actually call it issue, call a bite, but not to take from the other. That not.
No, she didn't make too much that she has to go to the
if what?
She's providing money for that whole house. Which means the way she might have the husband from the country.
The house is going to be mucky.
Yeah.
But if you follow the...
Run get chicken every day.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, good point. Sorry, if you follow the underlying logic of it, it doesn't make a difference. Because what we're saying is that in such a situation, there's no Rashi Kona Ish or Kona Bible. So the money is nothing. So she can decide to spend it how she wishes. Sorry.
A little bit,
it's not advisable to do that, but let's look at a couple of other scenarios. There's something more cautious and very obvious, but you speak it out. What about if the woman the government stock and locked on the room, the woman offers a very large donation, the woman says, oh, I'm taking you a large donation. So she says, no, I have permission from my husband to give you this large amount of money. So then is the government stock allowed to take it?
No,
he doesn't have to have
wisdom.
Oh, I also wondered about this. Right. Is he an Emma? Yeah, is an Emma. That's really the shine. Is she an Emma? So we'll come back to the question in a second. Let's just see. So the Lady Behuda discusses openly this question. In Obra, she not will stock a room for sure's buyer. If she says openly that she's giving it with the permission of the husband, so then they admit it. There's the lady with the chief belief. There ain't about the choyte even though you know. The person wouldn't do a test. Why would the person do such a thing? Suspect that she said she has permission of the husband and she doesn't. Why would she want to do that?
Maybe, but we don't
presume such a situation.
She wants to cover it and giving this a doctor.
She doesn't be aware of it. The president doesn't like to give money.
So she lies and she says she has permission.
She stretches the
truth. I said she said
economically.
That's what they were going to do. Because we might need something for her.
Can I just say the same thing to them? Because the husband doesn't. I
don't believe in this, I don't need to do that. Oh, we'll talk about that too. What about if Bishita doesn't give stocker and if really sort of a man, then he should be giving. We'll talk about that too, okay. But then let's go to the question. May he take the tigna that we shall buy the little stock? So even though you could ask, that you see that when she doesn't say anything, she doesn't say she has it, she just gives money, then we ask Bishita that she so to speak stealing from the husband. She's doing it without permission. So they're going to explain further that when she doesn't say openly she has permission, we have to think that maybe she thinks that it's a mitzvah to give and she doesn't understand. She thinks it's a mitzvah to give even though the husband hasn't given permission. She doesn't realize that it's really an avera of geneva involved. But if she says openly she has permission, that she should lie, that we don't have to be choshish for. So it is true, there's a little question on this from the Pasuk that we started with right at the beginning, that we said the husband came along with the ladies to give their permission. Now, according to the Nevi Huda, why did they have to come with them? She just came and sent the message. Send the message that you give permission. So, I didn't see anybody openly ask this question, but I will say that the Pitzchei Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch and the Stocker, in the Pitzchei Tshuva, he quotes, always his Malachis, he quotes and gathers the Psochim of the Sifrei Tshuvas who came in the Zohar before him. So he mentions this Psak of the Nedavi Huda, that one can rely on the on the testimony of the lady when she says, oh, she has permission from the Baal. And then he just adds, V'ayin sporno in the Pasuk, the sporno that we quote, Ayin sporno on the Pasuk, by Voyo Ha'anoshim Ha'anoshim. Full stop. So perhaps his intention is to be more aware of this question.
I think I understand the same.
Yes.
It's saying when a man comes to the house and he has to sit back in private. But here we had all the machines inside. Can you imagine there is one guy who says, well, no, you are not going here. And then all her friends are all going.
Ah, I mean, like the rabbit is more of a shush or something.
Right. So in this case, you may think also maybe she would go and lie and say, you know, I have permission. I mean, she doesn't have the pure pressure.
I know. There's a difference between the rabbit and the yacht.
Right.
Okay, now let's look a little further, one further scenario. This was, was mentioned a minute ago.
Which paragraph?
The last paragraph on the page. Last paragraph on the further side, yes. Now, let's just give a little introduction to this final point. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzedakah. Kol Odom Chayav Litin Tzedakah. Now, everybody is obliged to give Tzedakah. Afilu Oni Hamid Parnes Midat Tzedakah, even an Oni, who's Parnassah himself is from Tzedakah, Chayav Litin is Chayav to give a portion to Masha not Nulak. Umisha Noitin Hopus to Masha Roy Litin. Now there is a certain amount that everybody should be giving. Not a finite fixed amount. 10 shekels that everybody needs to be given. No. There is an amount that, according to a person's basis, are going to weigh up according to a person's income and expenses, how much a person like him ought to be giving to the stock. I don't know. No, this is not my idea. My idea is a private thing that everybody should give the fee in yom. But this is in the time that the basin are not really applicable nowadays. In the time that basin are running the show, running the town's affairs, basically, I mean, if the person doesn't give stock, basically, I'm going to weigh up how much is it suitable that a person of his means, a person of his income and expenses should be giving. And it's a serious matter. Basically, how you cope with it. Basically, would force him to give the money. Like other mitzvahs where we force a person to fulfill the mitzvah if he doesn't fulfill it, it is true that they oblige him to give it. But you're doing the cost of the follow. And basically will confiscate his property and give the property to the stock of political and natural agency. So this is not applicable, not practical nowadays, but the principle is that in a time and situation where basically they are running the town affairs, basically are going to see how much stock each person ought to be giving. If he doesn't give, basically has the right to force him to give.
Give only
5%
of the
good building
they
cash
on.
Yes, they were
one which
you
asked
you on the side.
What are we talking about?
No, we're talking about a town. We're not talking about one yachid becomes collecting stock. We're talking about a town who's got a kupush of stock.
Right.
To which they give out from the kupush of stock to the admin.
Okay.
And basically are aware of people's affairs and how much each person should be giving.
They know this guy
does not give. So basically oblige him to give. Okay, so now let's turn this idea to the situation of a husband and wife where the husband doesn't give. So al zvar hashayin hashayin shon. So the individual was asked regarding that type of case. Top paragraph on the second side. Al zvar hashayin hashayin shon ishtakit. Isha she is out. A lady who knows she buys on the tummy in the tina stock. So the husband gives mightn't to stock her. They ain't going to feed everything. He doesn't give what he's able to give. The he knows starts they send it to her. So she gives out the money. He makalekes stock. It's the fee hoisha. According to the money, look. She's not giving more than the amount. We're based in to be involved and we're based in to be able to have a say and put down how much money this man should be giving. It's this amount. She's not giving more than the amount. The Yodas should buy the market, but the Baal doesn't give his permission. In Mutta the Kabbalah event. So are we allowed to accept the money from her? Yeah. So, well, let's put the Shaila more in a type of. Yeah, in a type of halakhic. Let's put it in a type of halakhic background. The Shaila is, can the woman over here step into the shoes of the basin? Essentially, the Ikka halakha, the basin, was forcing to give this money. So maybe the woman, this is just a mechanism whereby basin are able to extract from him the money they are meant to give him. As we said, that the halakha is that there is a certain amount that a person is meant to be giving, which basically will force the person to pay.
But it was a wife from asking?
So, look, the question isn't really if the wife can pass.
She's saying the legal fees.
That's right, yeah.
Because you have a position of how much fine, right? She wants to give. Well, she knows a lot of it. Yes,
she knows. The shayla being asked is that the amount of money being taken from this woman is the amount of money that Beis Din would have passed. So then are we entitled to go around this sort of back route and receive the money from the woman without the whole, as we say, avoiding the whole legal fees in Beis Din? That would be by the route of Beis Din. It's just an easy route. So the Rebbe says in all that, Yofa Hoyrabah, Lotzai, has to show him the Kabbal woman. Why cannot take the money? Who gets our gobble? So after Beis Din could not have stopped, although Beis Din had the right to force, Mikol Mokai needs some of the Isha the Shefet. The Isha is not the Beis Din. The Isha is still on the door. The Gamba Beis Din English should look out for men of the League of the Author. And furthermore, says the legend that the right of Beis Din is only to take money with his knowledge. They can force him, but he has to know that. But not everybody agrees. This is the tradition of the Lady Yoda. But let's look at the Oracle Shokon as the final point who disagrees with the Lady Yoda. And he says perhaps even Lady Yoda is only limited to a certain situation. But here in our near sight, it appears to me as the Oracle Shokon. So given the kind of Kaitanala stock, since in principle one is permitted to force a basin and force somebody to give the stock, but Akshok is not there nowadays, your Zua should in long prayer for food. Nowadays, this option isn't open to us. Even if you have a Beis Din in the town, Beis Din don't have the means.
What time was the Rosh Hashanah?
About what time was the? About 100 years. A little more. 120, 130 years.
Before the Rosh
Hashanah.
Well, the same took over the Mishnah Berurah. Well, occasionally you quote the Mishnah Berurah. So it was being published around a similar time. So you're right, so we do not have the means by which to force anyone. But okay, and yet ish oshir kilai hakatom, if there is a wealthy person who is mightily, well ish and isen is tzaka bliya di otoi, and the woman gives tzaka without his knowledge. The vah, now he gives a warning, vah hiva ashmo, lo yitukha liya shepetis for them. And for sure, she cannot judge how much is appropriate for this man to the husband to give. That's not her place. Although in Horav Shebo is, if the town rob or the basin of the town, Oimelo, Shelefi Erko, they are able to estimate that according to his wealth, in Hode Yadeni Sakifa, if we would be able to force, Hayinu Kaita knows anything, Kach Vakach, we would force him to give X amount. Yokoilo Litin Kashir Hazet. Then she can give that amount. The law of the Gora of Asha ain't be a complaining of Kufa. Why should we be sort of ruled out? Why should our curse be less due to the fact we're not practically able to force? So we have a back route by which we can force. This is the way that we force.
Why
If you do a container load, if you have stock, you look at Medina. What are we basically saying? This is the amount of stock that he's obliged. We just don't have a mechanism by which to actually get hold of the money. But this is the mechanism. So we're not saying that the woman can decide herself how much the husband is obliged to give, but if the maid can have a ruling how much he's obliged to give, just to accept that amount of money from the isha, he says it's permitted. And in the final paragraph, he goes on to say that in his opinion, even the Lady Yehuda perhaps was talking in a time where maybe the Beis Din did have a crack. The Lady Yehuda is going 200 years before that. He says maybe in the Lady Yehuda's time, perhaps the Beis Din still did have a crack. And what the Lady Yehuda means is that it's not proper to go via a back route if one has the opportunity to deal with it in the regular manner. Direct through basin, false basin, basin to false basin to false, and we shouldn't go through some sort of back route. But if there is no other option, where the basin doesn't have to pay out, then Shulman says that it is in order to accept stocker according to the amount based on their pattern via the mechanism of the issue. I will stop here today.